gone round as a president at the moment. Yeah, I was the last couple of years.
Oh, okay. By any chance,
but,
sir, would you happen to have Mr. John's number in hand?
You can talk to me. What do you want?
Mr. Nevin, we have an idea for your club that will guarantee your club up to 40 to 60% of their members' getaway. And my name is Ethan with Australian Scapes. We're currently setting up Provis Travel Club to give their member access to much more affordable trip options. This is actually recognized by the head office. You can also verify this information with Monica from marketing. My purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. We'll send some relevant information to show others at the branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have questions. Is that okay?
No. I don't think the club would be interested. I don't think anyway, because they all make their own independent travel things here. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, we do provide 40 to 60% even for individual travel plans, even with travel trades as well. I know that you were the current president. If you had the time, I just wanted to get some ideas from you regarding the club. Would that be okay?
Well, as long as it's not too much and doesn't put me under any pressure, that's a big thing.
Oh, no, definitely. It will take about 7 to 10 minutes now unless you have questions.
Oh, dear. Could you make it 5?
Definitely. I'll make it short. Well, Mr. Nevin, we're all about affordability and simplicity. The idea, as I mentioned, is to save the club up to 40 to 60% of domestic and international travel, even as for individuals. We've done a few comparisons. Trade Travel have one listed for 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, costing around $2,400 per person. And we can do the similar trip for under $800 per person. Same experience, all top quality. Ours are much more independent and affordable style of travel. So if you don't mind, yes.
I think most of our people are in their 70s and 80s, and I don't know whether they really want to travel anymore now. I've just come back from a trip and I got a cold going away. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, even for your individual interest, maybe we'll be able to help you save for your future trips. Mr. Nevin, if you don't mind.
I won't be going anywhere in the future.
Well, we could definitely like to make some proposal. If you don't mind, can I go ahead and record this call for training purpose and start with the service style question and make it quick?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you so much. Well, you mentioned regarding your club, when they're considering getting away, does the member are more interested in short trips, 1 to 3 nights, or a longer day trip, or just a day trip? What type of travel options are the club members are usually interested in?
Oh, I don't really know. As our individuals, I don't know. I just had a trip around New Zealand. Some go on boats and planes. I don't really know what they do.
Oh, okay. Looking at this year, does the club members have any plans trip for this year at all? Would you know?
No, I don't think so. I haven't heard of anyone talking about going away anywhere.
Oh, all right. And usually, approximately, how many members does usually travel or get away occasionally?
Oh, there was husband and wives. Normally, I don't know, not very many. Might be 5 or 6 a year. There's not many. It's not a great number.
Only 5 and 6 members?
Yeah, that's about all. And they usually go back to England or something if they got things or something like that. Yeah, I don't really think they'd be interested in what you're talking about.
Well, how about yourself? Would you think it would be benefit to you that if you could save your money off your future travel plans?
No, I'm 80 years old now and I'm not going to go any further.
Are you still associated
with
the club?
I've done all I want to.
Are you still associated with the club?
Oh, yeah, vice president.
Okay, well, I just want to get some ideas from your perspective. That way I'll have some better understanding, if you don't mind. Well, would you happen to know, even though you have short members of that's traveling, has any of the members shown any interest in visiting somewhere in the future?
No, I haven't heard of anyone. No, I haven't.
All right. And, well, some of the options that we have for the clubs and even for yourself are, these are including short-range self-guided bus trip via bus or train with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nice day tours and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. This type of trips can save anywhere from 40 to 60% less than retail and trade travel, saving you a lot of money. Well, in your opinion, would you feel that some of the members might be interested in doing smaller trips in the future if they were very much affordable to you and to the members?
I don't honestly think so. No, and that's just my honest opinion. We're all sort of getting at that stage now. I think we're all sort of giving up the travelling.
Oh, okay, so your club doesn't do a lot of travel at all?
No, not a great deal of travel, no. Not a great deal, no. There's hardly any. Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll ask you a few questions that will help me complete the survey. Well, where have your members been on a longer trip in the last few years? Do you have any places the members or you have visited?
I think one went to South Africa, I think. Husband and wife, they come from there. I think that's about all.
Oh, okay. And you said you were not sure regarding the future trips either?
Sorry?
Are there any members that indicated interest in visiting in the future? Any places comes in mind? Or even yourself?
No, not a soul. No, I haven't heard anything.
Oh, all right. Well, in this case, Mr. Niven, working on travel style might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. With your experience with the club, some like fully structured tours and other like more flexibility and independence. Have you ever done an email survey of your members to find out more about what type of trips they're interested in doing, travel style, budget, and so on?
No, we're just interested in playing croquet. That's all we're interested in. What the individuals do, that's up to them, you know, the club. Just what the individuals, we're just play croquet, that's all.
All right. Well, I'm Sniven, from what you already know with your experience with the club, regarding trips away on a scale of 1 to 10, being 10 being the highest, how important are the following affordability to you or to your member?
Honestly, I don't think they'd be interested, tell you the truth.
Okay. All right, no problem. Niven, it's been great, helpful with the survey. I appreciate your time. Hope you have a great, wonderful day.
Okay, good. Thanks for it anyway.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.